With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Both of Montana's senators will host virtual town halls this week ahead of the U.S. Senate vote on its version of a bill to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. Democratic Senator John Tester will hold an online Facebook Live town hall tonight at 6. You can join in at Tester's Facebook page or find a link at our website, mtpr.org. Republican Senator Steve Daines will host a tele town hall over the phone on Wednesday night at 6:15. To register for the call, text Senator Daines as one word to 828282 or call any of Daines' offices. Senate leaders initially planned a vote on the Republican health care bill this week, but announced today they'll delay the vote until after the July 4th recess. More information is on our website, mtpr.org. A state judge and former Republican legislator from Billings has formed an exploratory committee to consider a run against U.S. Senator John Tester in 2018. Russell Fagg joins a growing list of Republicans who have expressed interest in unseating the two-term Democrat. Fagg recently announced that he would be stepping down in October from the Yellowstone County District Court. Two other Republicans have already announced bids to challenge Tester, State Senator Albert Olszewski from Kalispell and businessman Troy Downing from Big Sky. Authorities have released the name of a man who was found dead in a lake just north of Yellowstone National Park. 67-year-old Jeffrey Barr of Burbank, California, drowned after he entered Hebgen Lake in an apparent attempt to retrieve a pontoon boat that had blown away. Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke visited his hometown in Whitefish today to address the Western Governors Association. Nikki Willett reports.
Secretary Zinke is currently running a review of more than 24 of the country's largest national monuments, including Montana's Upper Missouri River Breaks, to determine whether the monument designations should be revoked or reduced in size. Speaking to reporters at a press conference, Zinke said the Missouri Breaks is not on his list of monuments to visit, adding,
So it is my likely recommendation to leave the Missouri Breaks as is. In the case of Missouri Breaks, I think it's settled and to a degree, and I'd rather not open up a wound that has been healed.
The Missouri Breaks is the only national monument in Montana on the list for review. In front of the governors, Zinke talked about the importance of collaboration in land and resource management and emphasized the role of public lands in building America's energy independence.
So again, it is better to produce energy here under reasonable regulation than watch it be produced overseas with none.
Just a few blocks away, nearly 100 protesters who hadn't heard about Zinke's likely determination brandished signs that read, "Save the Breaks" and "Keep public lands in public hands." Addressing the crowd, Debo Powers, president of the North Fork Preservation Association, said the review is a sign that public lands are under attack and questioned Zinke's self-styling as a Teddy Roosevelt Republican.
You lied to us. You absolutely lied to us.
Three men did show up to support Secretary Zinke's review of the monuments, saying they'd like to see more development on public lands and bikes allowed in wilderness areas. In Whitefish, I'm Nikki Willett, Montana Public Radio.
Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke says removing bureaucratic obstacles to development on federal land can create jobs and offer hope to nearby communities. Zinke spoke earlier today at the Western Governors Association annual meeting in his hometown of Whitefish, Montana. He says the Interior Department and other land management agencies need to better cooperate and hinted of major changes in store.
So we're going to go through a period of reorganization. Probably on a scale of 100 years. And we're going to address how to be more joint.
Zinke says right now, agencies that evaluate the same project often end up providing conflicting opinions. Zinke also called for more offshore drilling, which he says can provide more than enough revenue to offset an $11.5 billion maintenance backlog in national parks. Nada Culver with the Wilderness Society calls Zinke's remarks a ploy to turn over public land to the oil, gas, and coal industries. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks euthanized two grizzly bears for preying on livestock in Montana. The two subadult males, who were siblings, were killed yesterday near the town of Stanford. According to Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, the bears killed four calves late Friday night or early Saturday. The two bears were part of the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem population, which consists of more than 1,000 bears and remains listed as a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks say the bears were the farthest east of the Rocky Mountain front than any grizzly bear has ever been seen in more than a century. The Trump administration is moving to roll back an Obama-era policy that was designed to protect over half the nation's streams from pollution. The Environmental Protection Agency and Army Corps of Engineers today outlined the process to unravel the 2015 rule defining which small waterways are covered under the Clean Water Act. Critics called the regulation a government overreach, but Montana Trout Unlimited's executive director David Brooks says protecting America's smaller bodies of water is vitally important.
For keeping main stem rivers and streams wet during times of drought, for providing clean water for irrigation. Our drinking water ultimately comes from headwaters. So I think to say it's an overreach to protect the very sources of our clean water is ignoring the importance of those places.
Montana Attorney General Tim Fox applauds the decision to start the process to rescind the Waters of the U.S. rule. Back in 2015, Fox and 12 other states filed a lawsuit against it, saying it inappropriately broadened federal authority. In a statement released today, Fox is quoted as saying, "We all want a clean and healthy environment, but the Waters of the U.S. rule wasn't about environmental protection. It was about control," close quote. EPA and the Army Corps will move to immediately withdraw the existing measure, then undergo a broader review of how far the federal government's jurisdiction over the nation's water should reach. A Montana woman is on life support after she was mauled by two dogs over the weekend. Gallatin County Sheriff Brian Gutkin said yesterday that 65-year-old Melissa Barnes was doing yard work Saturday at a residence west of Bozeman when she was attacked, first by a pit bull, followed by another dog. The breed of the second dog hasn't been confirmed. Barnes, who is an organ donor, was being kept on life support at a Billings hospital pending rabies tests on the dogs, which belong to tenants on Barnes' property. Their owners voluntarily euthanized them. Gutkin says the case is still under investigation and no charges have yet been filed. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana Public Radio.